Yes.
Proceed.
Senator, I'm going to be brief about this, but I think some very important facts were just brought up. You are a physician when you're not in this building, I'm assuming that?
Yes.
That's your occupation?
So I've handled, like, slip and fall cases where it wasn't the property owner's fault, but...
I just ask you, you're a physician. You are a physician, right? And you have a location, a business location, that you probably would say there's probably some dangerous tools, there's probably some medications, there's things that are in your control that you are under your care. And my analogy here for this bill is that if someone breaks in to your business and steals your medication and someone's harmed with it, by your analogy, you should be the responsible person to pay for those damages because they're in your care. At no fault, someone breaks into your office, steals your scalpel, and goes out and cuts someone, and then now you're responsible. What this bill is attempting to do is to say that a farmer that has enclosed their animals in a pen, in a safe, secure spot, and someone crashes through the fence, does not put him subject to an attorney to go file charges against him as negligent because it's not his fault. In the same way, I don't think that you should be responsible for some criminal breaking into your office, stealing your medications, your scalpels, and then all of a sudden now you find yourself in court because they broke in. Now, yeah. Is that analogy fair?
No, absolutely not fair. In your proposed analogy, it would require a person to, with intent, do damage to someone else.
All right, so now I will say this, that somebody...
But in this case, the animal gets loose. There's no person there that's doing damage intentionally. A more fair example might be if somebody comes onto my property, slips and falls on the newly fallen snow, and then sues me. Our system has it in place that there is a deep pocket available for the injured person to go after. And in this case, it would be my homeowner's insurance, liability insurance, that they would be able to go after. In the case that the senator from the 7th pointed out, with the senator from Polk, he had this person tear down his fence, and he was concerned that if his cow got out and somebody came over the hill and hit the cow, that it would be his fault. Well, the fact of the matter is our public policy needs to make a deep pocket available for that victim.
The deep
pocket that's reasonable to make available is his liability insurance.
That is the problem with the mentality is that the person with the deepest pockets pays. That's ridiculous.
No,
it's absolutely ridiculous.
He's the one most proximal to take care of this problem because you can't have people driving down the street hitting cows and have no recourse. He says, well, he shouldn't be liable for the damage that his cow did, but neither should my wife who runs into that.
Senator, again, I think the liability should exist on the person that drove through the fence. That's what this bill is attempting to do, is to say the guilty party, if there's no negligence on the farmer's part, the guilty party that tore down the fence should be the one, and I should not be dragged into court when I'm not
if
at fault.
If you know who they are, if you can find them, if you can find them.
Just because I don't know, let's just pick anybody
exactly
with deep pockets,
right. This
is what you're trying to say.
Exactly
anybody,
right.
Let's go to the state because we got deep pockets. Senator,
right.
This is ridiculous.
I just have to say that when the cow tramples the next door neighbor's cornfield and destroys his crop of corn because the cows got out and destroyed the crop of corn.
Whoever tore down the fence,
whether they're an
Senator,
Angus or a Hereford.
Senator.
It doesn't matter.
Senator.
The corn is just as flat, Senator.
Senator, this is my inquiry. Focus your attention up here, possibly. Senator, again, in all those instances, if someone tore down the fence and it trampled the neighbor's corn, then the guy that drove through the fence should be the guilty party, not the innocent farmer that had nothing to do with it. Just because I live and breathe and exist and own cattle shouldn't make me the deep pockets for every individual that breaks the law.
Right, but neither should the guy whose property gets damaged.
So the guy's property that got trampled, Senator, should go after the guy that drove the car through the fence.
Listen, if it's my property that gets damaged, why should I have to pay when it was the farmer's
You ought to go after the guilty
property.
Party. Shouldn't we pursue the guilty party, Senator?
I mean, basically, this whole bill is trying to advantage one constituency at the expense of everyone
What
else.
I see it is common sense. I see this as a piece of common sense legislation that says, you know what, innocent people shouldn't be targets, and all of a sudden, just because we have liability insurance, that we have deep pockets, that automatically that we're considered responsible when somebody else has done the damage, and that's what this is trying to do. Mr. President, thank you for the inquiry.
Does any other senator wish to be heard on the motion of the senator from Polk?